team who have been deploying these satellites to scan the Giza Plateau, they believe they've discovered what appear to be eight massive cylindrical structures approximately 630 meters beneath the Khafre Pyramid, which then connect into two approximately 80 by 80 meter diameter boxes. An incredible thing to claim has caused a massive response from both the alternative research community and the mainstream sectors.
I would love this kind of stuff to be true, but it is total bullshit. They're using a method that has never been presented before in depth. It's never been tested. It follows all the rules of pseudoscience.
There is reason to think that maybe these guys have something going on here, but it's being poo-pooed out of hand because it's the pyramids and because it's got some goofy alien woo attached to it.
If it was up to me, we would drill a hole straight down to the Giza Plateau, stick a camera down there with a light and investigate, and that'd be the quickest way to do it.
Sounds cool, man.
The mighty pyramids of Giza are among the most studied monuments in all of archaeology, but more than 4,500 years since their creation, scholars still debate how they were built, what they were used for, and what further secrets may lie within them. Well, last week, researchers in Italy presented bombshell new findings which claimed to have discovered evidence of a vast hidden city beneath one of the pyramids, including 4,000-foot structures built tens of thousands of years before the first man-made buildings existed. Clearly, this sparked huge interest among those who theorise about lost ancient civilizations. And amid frenzied coverage in the media, mainstream academics have dismissed it as crazy talk and pseudoscience. The story has reignited a fierce debate between the scientific establishment and the increasingly prominent populist voices in the science world, those who are probably better known for their appearances on Joe Rogan than anything they've published. In this special edition of Uncensored, we'll bring together both sides of his scientific chasm for a deep dive into one of history's enduring mysteries. First, though, to walk us through exactly what the researchers claim to have found, Jay Anderson is an independent researcher and host of the popular YouTube channel Project Unity, which explores the frontiers of consciousness, ancient mysteries and unexplained phenomena. This ticks all of those boxes. So, Jay, welcome to Uncensored. So, for those who are not pyramid experts, tell us about these claims and why people are getting so excited by them.
Yeah, Piers, it's a real pleasure to be on the show. Really appreciate the invite. And definitely want to highlight from the get-go that I'm not directly associated with the team behind the Khafre project. Mm-hmm. I'm a researcher who has a particular focus on ancient prehistory and the stone building cultures of this period. And I caught wind of these claims from the team over in Italy, as you mentioned, quite early on and started digging into it immediately. Now, there are some fair critiques out there, but there are also, in my opinion, some unfair critiques. And I'd like to address those during this talk, but I also don't profess to be an expert on all of the technicalities involved in this scientific study. But right. I do believe I've researched this adequately, and I'm concerned that assumptions on the capabilities of the technology being deployed by the team are actually driving a lot of this mainstream dismissal of the findings before they've even really had a chance to explain themselves to the masses.
Right. OK, so that clears your position up. But what is the story for those who are not really, who just hear a story about the pyramids? Why? Yeah. What is it, and why is it so potentially so exciting?
So what the team are claiming, and the scientists involved in this project, by the way, are Corrado Malanga, who is a former professor of organic chemistry at the University of Pisa, and Professor Filippo Biondi, who's an engineer and a specialist in something called synthetic aperture radar, or SAR, S-A-R, and Doppler technologies, which in simple terms are technologies that analyze frequencies produced by sound and light. And Filippo Biondi is also recognized for his geophysical surveys of archaeological sites. Really, he's the head of this project and claims to have developed a technique for using these technologies, the SAR satellite scans and this Doppler integration. And I can explain what that means in more detail in a moment. Through these methodologies, the team who have been deploying these satellites to scan the Giza Plateau claim to have discovered massive structures beneath the Khafre Pyramid, which is the middle pyramid of the three on the Giza Plateau. And they believe they've discovered what appear to be eight massive cylindrical structures with these downward spiraling features. And these are essentially structures that extend from the base of the Khafre Pyramid, approximately 630 meters under the ground, which then connect into two approximately 80 by 80 meter diameter boxes. And they go on to say that this appears to represent an element of an even larger Subterranean infrastructure that connects across the entire Giza complex with structural engineering depths reaching up to 2 kilometers below the Earth's surface. Now, that's obviously an incredible thing to claim, and it's no surprise that such a claim has caused a massive response from both the alternative research community and the mainstream sectors, like you said, of academia and archaeology. But it does look like assumptions are being made about how they're making these findings. And that's something that we should probably talk about.
So I have a very stupid question, probably, but a very simple one. Isn't the best way to discover if this is all true to actually dig down and have a look?
Absolutely. And I wish them the very best of luck of getting any sort of digging permissions from the Egyptian government, because they are certainly not fans of any sort of mass excavation. And that's why non-invasive technologies like this being deployed are kind of the only way in which they're allowed to do these types of experiments, because they don't want to risk massive disruption to very sensitive infrastructure and ancient infrastructure. But these types of scans, if they can be fully empirically evidenced, may bring us closer towards a time where they could be willing to do some digging.
And the truly startling part of this, if it turns out that this research is correct, and it's a big if, is that it could establish that there were ancient civilizations way beyond anything that we had previously known in terms of a timescale.
Yeah, and that's something that I definitely am prepared to talk to you about today in terms of a wider global pattern of evidence, because this isn't just knowledge within a vacuum restricted only to the Giza Plateau. We are looking at a pretty wide distribution of prehistoric and ancient megalithic structures that share commonalities and advancements in engineering that are very contradictory, especially for the Stone Age or the Neolithic Age. Which is something that we can get into. I'm very interested in that. In fact, I recently came back from a trip to Malta, which is an island that has the highest concentration of prehistoric megalithic sites in the world. These things, they share commonalities all over the globe. That's what's very interesting. And that's why the Giza situation shouldn't be just considered alone in a vacuum. There's a mass of evidence, actually.
What is the likelihood this is true? I mean, you know a lot about more about this than I do, but given the fevered speculation, given the outrage from a lot of conventional scientists who dismiss it all as total bullshit, what do you feel? What's your gut feeling about this?
Well, it connects into a larger, like I said, a larger research effort that I've also been involved in terms of prehistory. So my gut is that I want to try and trust that these people truly do believe that they have got conclusive evidence, because they're not just, you know, random academics who haven't actually proven their case before. Filippo Biondi is an accomplished scientist in his field. And it's also important for people to know that a 4-hour in-detail presentation has been released on YouTube through the team's social media manager. So you can find her YouTube channel by searching Expedition Nicole, and then it's Cicolo or Cicolo, which is C-I-C-C-O-L-O, Nicole Cicolo. Their conference is in their native language of Italian, but you can activate subtitles through YouTube, and they're releasing an English dub version very soon, at least. You know, that's what they've said. But I would urge people to watch it, and I would also urge people to not be too dissuaded by the overall aesthetic of the platform that's showing the conference, or the aesthetic of the conference itself. And there is, in my opinion, an important reason to not be dismissive simply because, you know, it looks a little bit of a corny conference. And I'm not here to just defend these guys. They need to prove their case. They need to make it absolutely irrefutable before I'm fully satisfied. But I'm not going to dismiss them based on a poorly planned release of the information or the aesthetics of the venue, because these claims, this is what people need to understand, Pierce, they're so incredible that they're immediately relegated to the fringe, immediately. The mainstream outright rejects these ideas. There's no conference in the mainstream academic world that would allow these people to present these findings. And I'm confident that they wouldn't even consider the proposal, because it runs in direct contradiction to established models and the status quo in history, which is actually facing an immensely challenging time, regardless of these findings, simply in relation to other regions of the world that contradict the established timelines for how advanced we were in prehistoric past. Göbekli Tepe in Turkey is a prime example, where we truly believe that that region was populated by hunter-gatherers. Lo and behold, this incredibly ancient megalithic network has been found and is still being excavated today. And so these scientists are being forced into the fringe conferences, in my opinion. They have to operate in this environment. So I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt, but I would also say that their method of release has been pretty poor.
Piers Morgan Uncensored is now proudly independent. If you like the show, we ask for only one thing. Subscribe on YouTube and follow Piers Morgan Uncensored on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Now let's get straight to the point. Support for today's show comes from a business focused on a critical issue, prosperity. US national debt is at crisis levels. Inflation has made life more expensive for everybody. And the stock market is precarious. It's enough to make anyone's financial future feel grim. So what is the solution? Well, a simple one is to opt out of the chaos and invest in something solid and reliable, physical, gold and silver. And there's only one name you need to remember, American Hartford Gold. This company has earned the trust of thousands of customers with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and glowing reviews you can see for yourself. They offer an incredible range of gold and silver bars and coins that can be delivered directly to your door, or they'll help you set them up in a tax-advantaged gold IRA. First-class customer service makes the whole process simple, secure, and straightforward. American Hartford Gold is committed to getting the truth out there and giving you peace of mind in uncertain times. And if that wasn't enough, you'll get up to $15,000 worth of free silver when you make your first purchase and mention my name, Piers. So make the smart move. Call 866-692-2474 or text Piers, that's P-I-E-R-S, to 65532. That's 866-692-2474 or text Piers to 65532. All the details are in the description. Now on with the show. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of fascinating. I mean, I think as a result of the COVID pandemic, for example, that the sort of warfare over information, science and so on, I think there's a much bigger appetite now to challenge orthodoxy and to challenge science. Now, some of that might be dangerous. Some of it might be healthy. I think there's a kind of healthy balance to be struck. I certainly think discussing these things is completely reasonable. And you sort of, you damn people with facts if you have them. What's interesting, and maybe we'll wrap with this with you, is why would the Egyptian authorities be so reluctant to let anyone get down there and have a look? Why would it not be in their interests to potentially find evidence of an even more ancient civilization which could electrify the world and shine a very glorious light on Egypt?
Well, I'm sorry. I actually thought we had an hour straight, you and I. So I've prepared to really go deep into all of those questions. No. We simply do not have the time to layer in all of the different.
I've actually got a bunch of scientists following you who are going to debate it.
And I'm sure they're very angry with me. But at the same time, I would like to just say that there are deeper implications to all of this in terms of the possibility of a pre-cataclysmic civilization. When you really start to look at the evidence, and again, I would urge people also to have a look at my own videos on Project Unity, where I go into the global pattern, because this isn't just Egypt. There are evidences all over the globe of highly advanced megalithic stone builders that were constructing extremely sophisticated, celestially aligned, acoustically engineered. It's profound, actually, in terms of what we consider the Stone Age to be and what these structures clearly evidence they actually were. So I think it actually runs in direct contradiction to so much of our historical model. It's going to be very disruptive. If we discover that there was an advanced megalithic stone building culture that was doing things that actually seem scientific and technological with natural materials. Again, this is something I wanted to get into with you, the idea of using very natural materials on the planet that have energetic components to them. These cultures were doing this. And the one thing I will finish up on, if you'll allow me, because before the experts get on, it's important that we do this. A lot of the critics are saying that this SAR technology, which uses ground penetrating radar, can't possibly scan 2 kilometers below the Earth's surface. And so how could the team possibly be leveraging SAR technology, this satellite scanning radar technology, to arrive at these findings of deep underground structures? But this is where people are not understanding that Professor Biondi is saying he has a different method that integrates his expertise in Doppler technologies. These, again, are technologies that analyze the Doppler effect, which in simple terms is the analysis of frequencies produced by sound and light. Now, I'm not trying to be too complex, but unlike ground penetrating radar, Biondi's SAR technique uses X-band microwaves that barely penetrate the ground. Okay, so it's literally scanning less than 30 centimeters of the ground. But these scans can detect very subtle surface vibrations that are caused by resonating voids and structures underground. So the claim is not that they are firing a sci-fi radar 2 kilometers into the ground. The claim is they are sweeping the subsurface level, analyzing vibrations, and using very complex computational methods to produce models of what these vibrations are and how they're being caused. That's what's giving them these images. It's not that they're just piercing through the Earth, because that is not possible.
I mean, finally, one word answer. Do you believe it?
I really want to believe it based on the evidence around the world, but I'm not willing to just stake my claim on it. Although I will say this, based on the images they've released, it is certainly very provocative evidence that there are massive structures under the ground. Whether they are the exact shape and proportion that they're suggesting, the evidence of their data from the collection of these satellites does suggest massive structures underground of some form. And we need to look at it. We need to look at it and not be too skeptical.
Yeah, I don't see why. Why wouldn't we just have a look? Jay Anderson, great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.